A lot of posts last night say, I'm new to the area. Does it do this a lot? It kind of does this a lot.
Stop.
Yeah.
Bro.
A couple of interesting, like, weather terminology amped up over the weekend. First of all, they issued a PDS, severe thunderstorm watch. And it's a rare classification from the National Weather Service, a PDS severe thunderstorm watch. I had never heard of this. But the PDS simply just means particularly dangerous situation.
Oh, that's...
So PDS...
That's encouraging.
It's a type of alert. It's in between a regular thunderstorm watch and then a thunderstorm warning. But there could also be a PDS thunderstorm warning. So now, on average, two of these are issued annually across the United States.
But you... the whole United States?
So we got one of them last night.
Look at us go.
And it generally is reserved for thunderstorms expected to produce widespread damaging winds, which is what we had there. Large hail, potential of spin-up tornadoes. The primary threat, the other word of note, and that would be derecho. And I heard about four different meteorologists calling it four different variations of pronunciation. Somebody, you know, went derecho.
That's what I was thinking. Derecho.
I heard them all.
You've got to make it sound fancy.
Which means it don't happen much around here. That almost made Pete Delkus loosen his tie. But yeah, well, what it is, a derecho, for lack of a better pronunciation, widespread windstorm, and what it is sustained wind. So it's basically a hurricane without the hurricane. And you have 80 to 100 mile an hour straight line sustained winds. So as in many cases, that's stronger than, hate to say, garden variety tornado, but a derecho could be far more devastating because it's like a hurricane.
Yeah, because it's not going to stop.
And I know just from the coverage watching it last night, like Benbrook, they notched about a 101 last night. So a derecho and a PDS thunderstorm watch. We just, it's getting so weird and wacky here, we're having to come up with new words.
I know you're freaking out. Chill for a second.
Please.
Stop.
Yeah,
bro.
We don't need all this new vernacular. We have plenty of words that we don't even know the meaning to now.
I sit here with a dictionary next to my radar.
Waking
for crying
up
out
with
loud.
You, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.